On March 17, of 1938, Marion Albert Burke Conray was serving as a police officer with the Knoxville Police Department. While on routine patrol that night, he encountered an intoxicated couple. Officer Conway advised that couple to go home, and moments later, they attacked him, knocking him to the ground and kicking him in the head numerous times. Officer Conway was hospitalized in critical condition on April 2nd. He died as a result of those severe injuries. The attackers were subsequently charged and convicted with second-degree murder. Later on, that verdict was overturned by the Iowa Supreme Court, and the attackers were entered a plea of manslaughter in lieu of a new trial. At the time of his death, Officer Conray had served for a total of 23 years in his law enforcement career. Our second of four officers to be placed in a memorial today is out of Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls Police Officer Ever Luke Dutcher. His end of watch was July 31, 1945. On July 31, 1945, Ever Luke Dutcher was serving as a police officer with the Cedar Falls Police Department. Officer Dutcher responded to a fire call in the city when the fire truck he was traveling in was struck by a train at a railroad crossing. Two firefighters were also in the vehicle. Officer Dutcher was thrown from the fire truck, struck his head, sustaining severe head injuries. Officer Dutcher died at the scene. Both firefighters were injured but survived. The driver testified that he did not hear the train whistle due to the fire truck's emergency siren. At the time of his death, Officer Dutcher had served a total of 4 years as a law enforcement officer for the Cedar Falls Police Department. Commissioner Ryan, Governor Brinstead, if you could give the flag to Cedar Falls Police Officer Gavin Carmen. Our third officer being placed in the memorial is from Pott County, Iowa, Western Iowa. Pott County Special Deputy Claude B. Dale, end of watch, August 25, 1932. On August 25, 1932, Claude B. Dale was serving as a special deputy with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office in response to the 1932 Farmers' Holiday Strike. It was anticipated that activities of the Farmers' Holiday Strike would cause picketing and possible disruption of farmers' goods being shipped to the market. Deputy Dale was being instructed by another deputy to use a riot gun inside the jail of the Sheriff's Office when the weapon accidentally discharged, striking Deputy Dale in the abdomen. Deputy Dale was transported to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Another deputy was also injured in the accident, but survived his injuries. At the time of his death, Deputy Dale had only served 3 days as a special deputy with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Our fourth memorial. Osceola Police Department Deputy City Marshal Richard Lansing Eggleston. End of watch, November 22, 1917. On November 22, 1917, Richard Lansing Eggleston was serving as Deputy City Marshal with the Osceola Police Department. Marshal Eggleston responded to a call of a structure fire on the town square in Osceola. While performing his duties as Marshal, Eggleston was actively involved in fighting the fire to prevent it from spreading throughout the square. An explosion occurred at that time, which caused the wall to fall. The wall fell on Marshal Eggleston, crushing him to death. At the time of his death, Marshal Eggleston had served 4.5 years as a law enforcement officer.